Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The strange stink is back in Bayonne.
After a lull in the smell from Wednesday till Thursday, well, now it's back, though, Thursday night into Friday. Residents on the west side of Bayonne calling in complaints about this foul odor that was wafting through, the same smell from Tuesday night. OEM's Ed Ferranti says it's become a late-day issue, it seems.
Most of the time, these do come at night. So obviously now we are all hypersensitive and we're going to be vigilant. And obviously I monitor our social media. I've instructed people in the city, you know, right away to make complaints. Hopefully they will vocalize those complaints right away.
This is one stinky mystery. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Bayonne.
New Jersey Attorney General Gabeer Greywall took another step today to curb ICE deportations in the Garden State. He ordered all police to stop assisting ICE agents in immigration raids.
Only two law enforcement agencies in New Jersey still have agreements with ICE to allow it to use their officers to carry out enforcement, the sheriff's offices in Cape May and Monmouth counties.
And it's become clear to me that their justifications simply don't hold up. I've concluded that these agreements undermine public trust without enhancing public safety.
Attorney General Gabeer Greywall says that's why these two agencies now have a week to end those agreements and ultimately better utilize their resources. He says this does not make New Jersey a sanctuary state for criminals.
No one, and I repeat, no one, gets a free pass in this state to commit crime.
He says people who commit violent crimes are already made available to ICE once they're released on bail or after serving a sentence. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds in Newark.
Police in Queens now say a woman's death 3 months ago in South Richmond was a homicide. 26-year-old Jennifer Richard was found dead in her bed at home on 115th Street on June 24th. Investigators say she died at the scene. Her official cause of death has not been released, but sources say she was strangled. No arrests so far. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. The fast-acting front desk worker at the Jones Beach Hotel in Wantagh stopped a gunman from stealing money from the cash register yesterday. Police say the suspect demanded money and the employee turned it over. Then the hotel manager got involved. They struggled and the employee managed to wrestle away the gun from the thief. A Good Samaritan joined the fight and all three subdued the suspect and held him for police. 35-year-old Justin Gagnon of East Hartford is charged with robbery and weapons possession. Gagnon and the hotel workers were treated for minor injuries at a hospital. Police in Old Tappan, New Jersey are looking for the man who allegedly tried to lure a teen into his vehicle.
This 13-year-old boy walking home from the middle school here Tuesday. And suddenly the stranger pulled up alongside trying to get him in the car. The boy ran off and he gave police a very detailed description of that suspect. The sketch, state police involved. I spoke with this woman who works for the post office on her way into work this morning.
And it's a shame that you have to be frightened to go to school.
Small town of 6,000 people. The talk of the town is usually something like tonight's high school football game. But now they're very alarmed and hoping for a quick arrest. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds on Old Tappan Road in Old Tappan.
A store clerk at a gas station in Salem, New Jersey, is in trouble after he confronted a would-be shoplifter. Police say Amit Saraswat pointed an airsoft gun at a man he suspected of stealing items and forced him to strip naked. The man left the store unharmed but returned later to get his clothing. Police say the worker was arrested and charged with aggravated assault, making terroristic threats, and two weapons charges. It is not known whether the man will be charged. Another push to make one New York City bridge safer for bicyclists.
Bicycle advocates say the shared pedestrian bike lane on the Queensboro-Edcotch 59th Street Bridge is getting busier and tighter.
That's why we are calling on the Department of Transportation to convert the South Adder roadway into a South Adder walkway.
That's Laura Shepherd of Bike New York, who says the north side could then be dedicated to cyclists only. Council member Ben Kalos thinks it's a practical plan. He says right now the south lane is used only for inbound motor vehicle traffic.
It is currently closed in the evenings for people leaving Manhattan going out to Queens because of safety concerns that are very real.
Supporters say both the Manhattan and Williamsburg bridges currently have dedicated lanes on each side. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
So what's the most popular Halloween candy? Looks like M&Ms are on practically everyone's list. According to a poll from candystore.com, Skittles is number one nationwide, followed by Reese's Cups and M&Ms. In New York, it was Hot Tamales, which are cinnamon-flavored Mike and Ikes, followed by Sour Patch Kids and Candy Corn. In New Jersey, Tootsie Pops were number one, followed by Skittles and M&Ms. In Connecticut, it's Milky Way Almond Joy and, you guessed it, M&Ms. No, the Pizza Rat does not qualify, but two-legged New Yorkers will be participating in the fourth annual Five Borough Pizza Challenge, which is coming up tomorrow. Joe Cotruffo of Transportation Alternatives founded this challenge back in 2013, in which competitors race to pizzerias across the city without a car and then chow down.
This is a competition that benefits Transportation Alternatives. Participants aren't allowed to use cars that include taxis, Ubers, Lyft, etc., but bicycles, e-bikes, scooters, electric skateboards, regular skateboards, that's all allowed.
Last year's champ, Brandon Chamberlain of Park Slope, will return to defend his title. He raced to all five pizza places using trains, ferries, and his bike to complete the course in just under 5 hours.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.